Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of July 2nd through the 6th of 2007. Librarian Randy Suter has sent out an update on the book discussion group meeting coming up this month. On July 25th, the book, Marley and Me, Life and Love with the World's Worst Dog, by John Grogan, is to be discussed. Come into the IDC, Student Commons Building 2401, at noon, and feel free to bring a lunch. You might be running across this problem already, or if you are not yet, you might be in the next few semesters. If your students are using the new Microsoft Office 2007, and you try to open one of their projects, say a Word document, here on campus with the Microsoft Office 2003, the standard Office application suite on campus, you will not be able to open their document. To solve this issue, you will need to download the Microsoft Office compatibility pack for Office 2007. The procedures for downloading this compatibility pack is as follows. First, you go to Microsoft's website at www.microsoft.com. Type in Office Compatibility Pack 2007 in the search box on Microsoft's homepage. The search box is on the right side of the screen. You should see a screen that says Microsoft Office Compatibility Pack for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint 2007 file formats at the top. On this screen, you will see a gray button labeled Download. Clicking this will download the compatibility pack to your computer. The download dialog box gives you the option of running the file or saving the file. If you're downloading this at Heartland, you'll want ITS to unlock the computer from deep freeze, allowing this download to permanently exist on your machine by saving the file to the hard drive. Otherwise, every time you want to use it, you would have to reinstall the compatibility pack. The file is about 27 megabytes. Once downloaded, you will need to double-click on the file name fileformatconverters.exe and then click Run. This will extract the files and install them on your system. After this is complete, you can have ITS turn the deep freeze back on. You won't get any message that you now can open Office 2007 files, and nothing on your system will change in appearance, but if you open Microsoft Word, go to Open File and click on Files of Type at the bottom middle of the open dialog box, you can scroll down and see Word 2007 document in the list of available file types to open. Your student might be using the newest edition of Microsoft Office 2007, which was released in late January, especially if they purchased a new computer and it came with Office 2007. If you want to open a project, Word document, or Excel file they have created on their home computer using Office 2007, you will need to download the Microsoft Office compatibility pack. The Office 2003 version commonly used on campus will not open Office 2007 files without this download. I hope this helps. If you need any help with this download or any of the services offered in the IDC, just stop in or give us a call or an email. That's all for this week's IDC podcast. Thanks for listening. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as tips and services offered. If you have comments or questions about the podcasts or services we offer in the IDC, feel free to contact us by phone, email, or in person. Our contact information is listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a safe and fun 4th of July and a great week.